Correct Weight, brought to you by Tabs the Lock. New on the Tab app. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858.
Race on as they come towards the bend. Larkasteel in front, not for long. Buckhurst went past it. Nudge Bar under the pump running on. Deeper out, Pancho. Salsamore needs a run from Maha Madeus. And then came Bedford. It's Buckhurst in front. Pancho and Salsamore running on. Very wide out, Bedford as they turn. Pancho's going up to Buckhurst as they straighten. Then came running into it, Salsamore with Maha Madeus and Bedford. Bedford's coming down the outside with Maha Madeus after Pancho. Pancho in front. Maha Madeus pegs him back. Maha Madeus lunging at Pancho. Maha Madeus got there in the last stride, nose to Pancho in a photo. Third Bedford.
The stalwart for the Nick Ryan stable, the marquee horse, and has been for a number of years, going back to back in the Mirasan handicap. So a little bit of deja vu about his win yesterday. Nick Ryan, trainer, joins us this morning. Congratulations, Nick. What an amazing horse he's been for you.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. Yeah, he certainly has. He's, well, that was his 50th start yesterday for his 12th win, and he's nearly ticked over $1.2 million in prize money. So it's a great effort.
And he won the same race last year, but of course he'd won the Vobis Gold Stayers the week before at 2400. Had the same program, but not the same form line. Was he disappointing last week?
No, I wouldn't say that at all. I think he's probably a bit unlucky, and had any even luck in running, he probably could have won. He just drew Barrier 1 and got buried away and held up. But he was strong late, and well, I was really confident he was going to run well yesterday because he had a very good week, and he's got a great affinity with Moonee Valley. He loves the track, and we were confident if he was near his best, he was going to be hard to beat.
Well, he's won over $1.1 million, and it's easy to say on reflection, but he did look pretty well weighted.
Yeah, he does. When he tends to get down in the weights, I think he carried 55 and a half yesterday. He generally always runs well, and as I said, if he's fit and well and anywhere near his best, he was going to be hard to beat in a field like that. We were certainly worried about Buckhurst. If it was wound up, he was going to be hard to beat, but you know, we were thrilled with his efforts yesterday.
Gee, do you often wonder where you'd be if it wasn't for Maha Madeus and what he's done for you?
Yeah, certainly. He's certainly been the horse to put me on the map, as it's been well documented. He was in the first crop of yearlings that I brought 5-6 years ago, and we didn't pay much money for him, $24,000, and he's now won 12 races, and just every preparation he comes up and wins two or three races, and he's just been quite remarkable, really.
So where to from here? Does his preparation continue on into the latter part of the winter and early spring?
Oh, look, we haven't got any set plans yet. We'll give him a few easy days. He'll go to the beach tomorrow. He might even have a few days in the paddock, but I've just got him out on the grass now, giving him a pick. He's pulled up terrific. He licked the bin last night and sound. He's just a horse that enjoys his racing, and he's a pleasure to be around, really.
Yeah, I bet he is too. Give him a pat for us. Just an update on some of your horses. Gee, I was really impressed with a horse at the jump outs last week at Flemington. I reckon you're pretty excited to see how Regards Marie comes back this preparation.
Yeah, certainly. All the staff and everyone's very excited about this horse. He's a horse that went through his grades pretty quickly when we got hold of him last prep, and he's had a good spell. He's come back. He's bigger and stronger. He's really furnished. So, as you saw, he jumped out really good last week at Flemington, and you'll see him resume next Saturday in his home track in the Ori Star, so we're all looking forward to that.
Yeah, I bet you are. So potentially a Group 1 could be part of the plan this prep?
Yeah, certainly. Look, we've mapped out a bit of a program for him, and he'll go to the Ori Star, and then on Menzies Stakes Day, there's a 1,400 for him there, and then he'll go third up into the Rupert Clark, hopefully all going well.
And Dice Roll, where's Dice Roll at the moment?
He's in the paddock. He's had tomorrow. He would have been in the paddock 2 weeks. So we'll go down and have a look at him tomorrow and see how he's going. But you might see him the latter part of the spring. There's a couple of races for him, Melbourne Cup week. So he's another horse that he's done a fantastic job. His first preparation off a very long spell, his first prep in Australia. So you would think National Improvement next time as well.
And the old boy, Ciccone?
Yeah, look, he had a bit of a topsy-turvy prep. He went to Queensland and the rain didn't arrive and we brought him back. And he was just a bit flat when we brought him back, so he's just having a little freshen up. Same thing, we'll be on the road tomorrow. We'll go down and have a look at him and see how he is and make a decision then.
Well, well done on a fantastic season as well. Success with horses like Express Pass, Gold Spark, who was terrific a few weeks ago, and I see a Western Australian horse called Not To Be Missed, who's a pretty handy horse that's joined your ranks. So you've got a really strong team there, and wishing you the very best of success going into the spring.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. It's been a great season, and really looking forward to the future and next season.